not like other guys.
What are you talking about?
What do you think when you see that today?
I think it's how cute and innocent I was back then.
Innocent and young. Ola Ray was a rising young actress and model back in 1983 when she co-starred with Michael Jackson in the landmark video Thriller. Ola thought it was her passport to fame and fortune.
I guess I have the fame, but I don't have the fortune.
Today, Ola is barely making ends meet, a struggling single parent with an infant daughter. Ola claims it's all because Michael Jackson only paid her a fraction of what she deserved.
If you had to put a figure on how much you think you're owed, could you do it?
I would like to think it would be in the millions.
Well, maybe not millions, but Ola does have an ironclad contract calling for her to be paid residuals every time Thriller is reused. And that's not all Ola was promised.
They offered you 2.5% of the gross as a residual on the licensing fee.
Right. Of merchandising, publishing.
I've yet
to see that kind of money come in.
Plus, Ola was supposed to receive royalties for any record or album which used her voice. And when Michael Jackson used footage of Ola in his wildly successful hour-long film called The Making of Thriller, well, Ola figured she'd make even more money. Desperate, Ola asked her union, the Screen Actors Guild, to fight for her. And Ola has received some money over the years, but she's not sure exactly what it's for.
There was no explanation for, like, this check or that check, or if this one was for distribution, or if this one was for, for publicity, or if this is a residual, or, I mean, it's just crazy.
Way back, SAG launched what's become a 10-year struggle to at least get Ola's full residual payments. But they've never been able to get a full accounting of what she's owed.
Over the years, how much money do you think that you have made from Thriller?
I would like to say I would guess about a little less than 40 or 50,000 total.
In 13 years?
Yes.
Not very much when you consider what Jackson made from Thriller. It is the best-selling album and video of all time. So, is Michael trying to squirm out of his obligations? In this 1992 letter to SAG, Jackson's people say they're not unwilling to pay Ola, just unable to because Thriller's distributors went broke and no one can find the necessary records. And without those records, it's impossible to tell how much Ola is owed.
I was thinking that maybe there was something wrong in, his accounting department. I didn't want to think that Michael, was actually withholding funds or information from me.
Lawyers for Michael Jackson would not go on camera, but about Ola, they said she has been paid everything she is due under the SAG agreement. But they could provide us with no documents to back up that claim. And the meter is still running. SAG now alleges that Ola has yet to be paid for Michael Jackson's latest video release. It's called History, and it includes the entire Thriller video.
Which really upsets me because I have to sit and watch Thriller being played over and over and over and over without knowing that I'm going to get a residual payment from them.
So once again, SAG is politely asking Michael Jackson to pay a single mom what he may owe her for co-starring in his best-selling video ever.